Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Meyer. I'm Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again and to speak, for the opportunity, yes, to speak these very precious words. These very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me that for His cause, I have some very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends, yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would have His protection, yes, His protection and His guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. Yes, for that, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is this. Those who Most High calls, He also seeks to restore to them the knowledge of the ancient principles of the Most High. Yes, indeed. That these things be not lost. That they be living stones, living tablets upon which the ancient things are remembered. For such is the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things. Yes, the Holy Spirit teaches all things. No lie in it. Seeking to bring all things to remembrance. Think about it. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach, elucidate, elaborate, explain all things the Most High has declared. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that we see beyond the differences that are among us. So much, my brothers and sisters, that is written in the scriptures. Men only seeing words rather than the initial idea have so often, my brothers and sisters, established all manner of contentious doctrines. Yes, my brothers and sisters, all manner of variant ideologies, denominations and nations, my brothers and sisters, which are not founded entirely upon the word as it was conceived by the Most High from the very beginning. But only that which the Most High has declared after His meaning, after His thoughts from the beginning, is an eternal word. Let me repeat that. And let me put it another way to you. To know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. I said to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. Think about it. Do you men really believe that after that men have splintered His word some 45,000 different ways across a multitude of different denominations, 19 world religions. Oh, heaven help us. How many differences, my brothers and sisters, political, social, national, religious, personal? How many different ways, my brothers and sisters, have men splintered the word that the Most High has declared, seeking to cater to their own designs? One of the things the Most High told me very early on was this: all that is required to create a devil, if there was none, is for man, do you hear me, my brothers and sisters, to be left to the imaginations of his own heart, seeking to cater to his own designs and desires. The truth of the matter is this: long before man got here, Most High had a plan. Long before man got here, my brothers and sisters, the Most High declared from the beginning that which this world shall surely be. In that plan, my brothers and sisters, is irrevocable. In that the Most High has already declared from the beginning what shall be, regardless of all the varying differences that men have contrived to appease themselves. How about, my brothers and sisters, to capture men after variant misallegiances? All that men have done, my brothers and sisters, that has divided this world and divided human conscience means absolutely nothing before the Most High when he decides to do what he said from the beginning that he would do. Think about it. For all the differences that men have believed, dare men believe the Most High will bring to bear what he has planned according to all of men's imagination? Or is it true, my brothers and sisters, that that which the Most High declares from the beginning is that which we must awaken to? To discern, my brothers and sisters, anything less, or desire any standard less than that which the Most High declared from the beginning, knowing that from the beginning he has had a plan and has never declared anything, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters, inconsistent with that initial plan? We should know, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures relate as an everlasting and eternal covenant. It means just what it says in Acts 3:18-23. It talks about Messiah coming in the last days of this age of confusion and differences, misopinion, debate and doubt. It says it comes for the restitution, restoration. How about for the remembrance? What does the Holy Spirit do? To teach all things, bring all things to remembrance. Let's talk about that in a moment. Yes, my brothers and sisters, to bring about a restitution, restoration of all things set in order, according to all that the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. He comes as the anointed one. What does he do? He comes to bring all things to remembrance. Think about it. If everybody saw clearly what the Most High intended from the beginning and knew to obey it, without the obstruction of the obstacles of any other mind or thought, men could only agree. And for this reason, the Holy Spirit is called the Comforter. Think about it. The Holy Spirit, they put down the word there, teach, seek to teach all things. The word in Hebrew, matan, actually relates to my brothers and sisters that the Holy Spirit seeks to elaborate, elucidate, explicate, explain, that which the Most High has spoken, that we all come to one common agreement, like-minded. Yes, my brothers and sisters, since the covenant does not change, and the scripture says the Messiah comes that despite all men's variant ideologies, let's look at in Malachi 2:17. Men have thought that after whatever evil way they come up with, it somehow is good in the sight of the Most High, and he delights in such, and the scripture says he's going to, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, eradicate from the temples whatever priest would dare to, priest or leader would dare to say such a thing. It says, who can stand when he appears, when he restores righteousness as of old, pleasing as in former years? Meaning again, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures have to say. In Yohanan 1:1, in the beginning is the word. The word is with Yah. My brothers and sisters, they put it down, was Yah. All things made made by him. And without him, there were not anything made that were made. In him was life. And life was the light of men. Shall we discern, my brothers and sisters, from the Hebrew what these words would actually connote? It might be shocking to many people, my brothers and sisters, but I want you to think about something. Anything that the Most High has declared consistent with the eventuality that he has forsworn he will bring to bear, therefore to show himself victor and supreme above all the imaginings of men, because like I said before, what the Most High declared from the beginning he would surely bring to bear, and he's never spoken a lie against that eventuality, meaning that any concepts of man that would turn men aside from looking to that, at that eventuality, brothers and sisters, is just simply not of him, not from him, not by him. Think about it. Messiah talked about having, in John 17, spoken his word to his disciples. He talks about having spoken his word to his disciples. He speaks about how the Father, after he had given them the word, they accepted because the Father had given them to him. What does it mean, my brothers and sisters, but that the Most High declares a word, more than just a word, my brothers and sisters, where men might only speak words. Like Messiah said, he says, many things I long to tell you, which cannot grasp, which cannot receive them yet, till the Comforter has come. It means that the Holy Spirit has to put the mind in attunement to discern the true meaning of what a righteous one has to say. Else men in their carnality, seeking to appease their own agendas, will twist things well out of context. But shall, my brothers and sisters, it be that what men misconceive, misinterpreting, misadministering the word, shall men say that is still yet true to Yah? I want you to think about something. A man add or take away from the meaning of the initial words, or he simply does not seek the Most High enough to rightly understand the words after their initial meaning. Shall the ideals that men come up with later still be called true to the initial everlasting mind? I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. There's a lot of things I'd like to say tonight, but tonight's joke because of a little bit of timing. We're going to have to cut the show a little bit short. Perhaps, Yah willing, I'll be able to come back later tonight. But I want you to consider something. Shall man deny anything the Most High said from the beginning, therefore falling away from faith in what the Most High declared as an eventuality? Shall man deny anything the Most High has said and still be said to be worshiping or worshipers of him? Oh, perhaps I need to relate that again. Shall man deny anything the Most High has said and still be found a worshiper of him? One scripture says you break any of the law, you've broken the whole law. You deny him who made that law. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, say that his people should be inconsistent against the fullness of what he has decreed. Shall they function incooperatively after a multitude of differing ideologies conceived after the flesh and not after the spirit, and still be said that those who conceived in such diverse manner were the sons and daughters of Yah? Think about it. There's a reason why the scripture says, Most High said, I will write my laws upon your mind and your heart. You should be my people. And he's speaking, and look at Jeremiah 30-31. He's talking about bringing the people back from the midst of all the nations, not just from the midst of all the nations. How about the confused, divisive ideologies of all the nations? That they become one true, holy nation. True to, in fact, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High declared from the beginning. They have been laying a trip on people's minds when they talk about a new covenant, my brothers and sisters. All the scriptures don't talk about a new covenant. The word there is kadosh, and it actually means a refreshing, a restoration. How about a remembrance, which the Holy Spirit does, teaching all things? What? All that is his law, all that is actual or viable. They put down things. We talk about what is true, what is steadfast, what is a rule, what is a law. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all that is lawful before the Most High. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach the way of peace unto that kingdom, unto the kingdom the Most High intends to build upon this earth. True to what is meant when the scripture says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, that men have actually believed somehow that the Most High is inconsistent. There's principles and precepts, my brothers and sisters, of what the Most High declared from the beginning that are irrevocable, unchangeable. If anyone, my brothers and sisters, denies these things, he denies his opportunity toward eternal life. If any man adds anything, he adds, the scripture says, he ultimately adds damnation to his soul. You can't add or take it away. Once the Most High has established a covenant, it says in Galatians, no man can change anything in it. What else does this mean, my brothers and sisters, but the restoration of man unto faith means that man has to see beyond all the obstacles that men have created in their misinterpretation and misadministrations, every single one of them, transcending every one of these illusions men has established, is what the scriptures ultimately speak of. When it talks about in Zephaniah, the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity, there are no deceit found in their mouths. The kingdom shall dwell securely, they shall dwell, and none shall harm them. It means, my brothers and sisters, there comes a day that in order to establish a kingdom true to the Most High, there must come an end of all lies. That is the faith. That's what all men should have been looking for all along. An end of all lies, end of all confusion. All things made clear. Everyone seeing at last, what is the glory, what is honorable. Eye to eye seeing what is honorable, what is glorious. Even the mysteries of the Most High. I think about it sometimes. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. 45,000 denominations, men all saying something different. And then say the gospel is not a mystery today. The gospel is the word from on high. Where is that word then, my brothers and sisters, that's untainted? Where is that word, my brothers and sisters, that there's nothing in it, twisted out of context from initial ideal? Where is that word, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, shall rule over all the nations and even shall cast aside all the veils of misconceit that have left men in misallegiance and under illusion among the nations? Scripture says, faith comes by hearing, even by understanding. And even by, my brothers and sisters, if it was interpreted right, it meant understanding. It comes directly from hearing the Most High. How about direct explanation, elaboration, revelation that is from the Most High? Now, he said, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel in Romans 10, meaning that not everything you hear is a pure word from above. Very often, there are leaders who, seeking to flatter the people, just simply tell them what they want to hear. But the higher elaboration that they hear the voice of the Most High is something they oftentimes desire that they not hear. If there's going to be end of all lives, do you think 45,000 denominations, 19 world religions can continue to exist in that day? Absolutely not. Hey, Isaiah 1st, 2nd chapter, all these scriptures related again and again. That when the truth is known, it says the Most High alone should be exalted in that day. Do you think, my brothers and sisters, the Most High denies his word? That he denies anything that he said from the beginning? That he be decreed the absolute? We've been talking of late about the scriptures that appear again and again, really from our 40th chapter of Isaiah to the 46th chapter. Over and over again, we see scriptures where the Most High says there's none like him, and that he, from the beginning, declares the things that are not yet done. He, from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, declares what shall be. Messiah, in that the Most High will use him as a servant. And Most High also said from the beginning, there's one he declared to bring to bear this peace, the eradication of all lies, the illumination of mankind's conscience to see again the truth. Then think about it. If the Most High says this is what he's going to do, and he has said he will do it, then that expectation should be what we all look for, what we all watch for, what we all seek. Think about it. What a man believes is a God to him. Shall a man, my brothers and sisters, say that which the Most High declared shall not come to pass, and still say that it's the Most High that he has worshipped? Let me repeat that. Shall man deny anything the Most High has said and still say it is the Most High that he has worshipped? I say absolutely not. Scripture says before the Most High denies anything he has said, he said he will first deny us. Does man actually believe? Think about it. I want you to think about this for a minute. Let me put this together. Maybe I can make this plain. There's a scripture in the Psalms. And what about 82:6, something like that? And in the Psalm, reflective of something Messiah himself also said. He said, is it not so written in your law? I said, ye are gods. Let me see if I can explain that verse. Does that mean the people automatically are godly, automatically of him? Or is it not that he was actually saying, yes, it is, that it is a law that all should be true to him? There is no other supreme. All his people should be all true to him. Maybe it helps to understand that concept when he said, ye are gods, and understand the term Elohim. Get to that in just a moment, too. Is it not so written in your law, in the law that makes Israel a nation, that makes Israel, true Israel, a people of peace, that makes them a people true to the Most High, all concerted as one? He said you should all be of him, like unto him, after his thoughts, after his mind, after the expectation he has already foreordained for his people. And it says, but taking it from the Psalms, Messiah quoted this word and means it's something that's still to be true. Old Testament, New Testament, it's all constant. His people should be like unto him, should be like unto another. They shouldn't deny him and expect to still be lawful. He said, but henceforth you shall die like men, even like one of the princes. You ever stop to consider what that scripture is talking about when it says princes? It means because if man turns away from the precepts, the principles of the Most High, he turns away from those principles with the Most High as foreordained eternal. And he moves outside the continuum of life. It says man, as soon as man turned away from the Most High, he began to die. As soon as he turns away from the precepts of the Most High, he began to die. Or let's just say he has not, in his pollutions, attained fully what is godly, what is of the Most High, purely and perfectly. Think about it. That word that says, it's not so written in your law, I said, ye are gods. Maybe I need to explain this concept. Scripture talks about the gods of the Gentiles. It talks about the God, or the one Most High, okay? The Holy One of Israel. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Every single precept that the Most High has conceived is a part of him. Everything the Most High has declared is an irrevocable ideal, cannot be changed unless you defy, deny, or disagree with him. Lest you turn aside, my brothers and sisters, from the pattern of life. Most High, one time I asked me a question many years ago, should a man deny the Most High at any single point and still yet live? I understood immediately, in the timbre in which he said it, that I understood man cannot continually deny the Most High and expect to have what Most High calls life, because his concept of life is not terminal. It's everlasting. Elohim relates the concept about all things that are of him. Every concept that is of him. He says, we are then, my brothers and sisters, to seek all the concepts, everything that he has declared. In other words, let me see if I can explain this. He says, the secret things belong to the Most High, but those things which he has revealed belong to us and to our children forever. Then obligation that we must preserve them. What else does this mean then, my brothers and sisters? What else does this mean? But that if we deny any of the principles of the Most High, we have disagreements. It's no longer lawful. Shall we, if he says we all should be of him, that's what Elohim means. You need to look at the concept, Elohim. Elohim, Eloi, my, if you will, my God, or my Yah. It relates, my brothers and sisters, again, that the God, if you will, the law, the rule, the irrevocable rule of Israel, as all the precepts the Most High declared. Let me see if I can explain something. In the Hebrew mind, an irrevocable rule is a God. Did you hear me? Meaning that the commands of the Most High are a God to his people. I want you to think about that. Meaning that what the Most High has foreordained, what he has prophesied and declared must be, should be a common God and a directive to all his people. What the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has required of his people mutually is a God to his people. It's a common sense of understanding, a common sense of conscience. The Gentile, let me tell you something, this might sound surprising to you, but sometimes the word Elohim is used with regard to the gods of Gentiles. I want you to understand the point. Do all the Gentile nations uphold all the principles of the Holy One of Israel? Do all the nations, my brothers and sisters, uphold all the law? Do they all have the same expectation as the Holy One of Israel? It's obvious that if you've got 45,000 denominations out here, they don't all have the same expectation. They don't all have the same foundation. Remember, the scripture says that you are all to be of him, Elohim, after him, after the fullness that he declares. Think about it. In the book of Jacob, they call James, they say, if you're scattered among the nations, temptations and provocations, how about partial standards and polluted standards among the nations that are not acceptable to the Most High, but are a provocation against him? He says that your faith still must bring forth the perfect work. How about, my brothers and sisters, you still must be considerate of all the Most High has declared, or else you fall short of comprehending with what the scripture says in Ephesians, the comprehending with all the saints of the high depth and breadth. You fall short of all having the same one Lord faith and baptism. He said, didn't say that the salvation of man or the deliverance of man or man being made worthy unto a kingdom peace is after the conversations of men. The understanding of these things, of that magnificent collective, conjunctive, collaborative work, machination, if you will, design for peace, collective law. To discern that, my brothers and sisters, is not a thing after the conversation of men. It's a revelation that comes from Yah. We are to be his workmanship, the scripture says. Even unto the good works. How about the all? The word for good means all. All is the Most High has foreordained. Therefore, the scripture says you're strangers to the commonwealth of Israel. How about the kingdom of Israel? How about the ways that are peace in that kingdom? If you're strangers to what preserves that peace, if you're strangers to his ways, like the scripture says in Hebrews, this is the people have not known my ways, therefore they shall not enter into my rest. Think about it. The collaborative ways of the Most High are his peace. Think about it. If you have one group of folks who want to sit back and say, and I said this before, want to say that a stoplight, stop sign means go. Another one says it means stop. And one set of folks want to say the green light means stop. Another one says it means go. And somebody says a yellow light just means do whatever you please. And a red light means what? Go or stop. You can have a lot of problems on the road. You can find it very, very difficult for all to, let's just say, drive on the roads together safely. The kingdom of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, is dependent upon all understanding the rules that we move past error, that we all have the same guidance, that we all have the same expectation, that we all made true to the same peace. That's why the scripture says in Isaiah that he's going to, I hope you understand this, he says he's going to destroy the wicked. How about every lawless standard that men have upheld that have kept them in bondage? Second Thessalonians says the same. What else does this mean, my brothers and my sisters? What else does this mean? But he will eradicate every fallen standard, every false standard, every foolish or deceptive standard that seems to be wise. He will expose them all. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? I said he will expose them all, that all the nations should seek him. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, that we understand these things and understand them well? I repeat, if the Most High declared a standard from the beginning that he has forsworn, that he has avowed himself absolutely, that he will uphold, he will do. You realize that the standard the Most High declared is a God even to him that he cannot turn against? What he has declared, he has said he shall. What he has spoken, he said he shall do it. And that's a declaration to all. And that means that anyone who does not look to that expectation is still yet foreign to his thoughts, foreign to what it is to prepare for that eventuality. I can tell you right now, a lot of Most High told me very early on, he said some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths. He told me the greatest truth is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. If they think they know, not giving all consideration to all that he has said, he told me it's not wisdom at all. He told me that anything I see here, anything else from men, he said, I better check it out with him first. He said, if someone make a fool of me, someone misguide me, mislead. Well, I say it to everybody, my brothers and sisters. I say it to everyone. What was the Most High really saying? He said there's a lot of things that are taught in this world to keep you from understanding the real, to keep you from understanding the reality. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, the men, like the Most High told me, have done some everything they could to keep people from understanding what he declared from the beginning. Since the dawn of human fall, how do you get a multitude of different allegiances different from what the Most High declared from the beginning? Hey, action is an obstacle against men discerning the purity and completion the Most High declared from the beginning. Keep man from remembering it. People teach certain lies against the initial ideal, and they've collected over the course of time until so many lies have been taught. If you were to tell a lot of folks, what the Most High did has declared, they have a lot of other conjectures in their minds that some liars told them, keep them from understanding. Overcoming the world, my brothers and sisters, overcoming all these illusions. I'll give you an example. Isaiah 49 speaks about Messiah coming saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations, the Most High has called me from the womb. And from the womb, he said, from the body of my mother, they made mention of my name to bring Israel back to him. Hope declares salvation throughout the world. I said that was a latter-day prophecy. Isaiah 24 speaks of Messiah's appearance, and it says it's at a city initially. Zephaniah 2:15, I'm just making it simple. Zephaniah 2:15 to 3:6 talks about a city. And again, the same reminiscence as in Isaiah 19 talks about that city being destroyed. Why? Because Most High sought to warn it, sent someone to warn them against all their confusions. They wouldn't listen. So the only purpose they can perform is to warn the rest of the world, stop playing games. Playtime is over. Revelation 6:12 on says that when the world catches on to this message, all the kings will be running for cover because everybody understands the game is over. Because there are a lot of folks out here to tell you whatever you want to hear. If you're willing to buy it, they'll sell it. It's all about their own personal agendas and pocketbooks. Well, Most High has talked about an end of all these lies that men might return to him. Why so many folks in a devil's hand? You believe a lie, the scripture says you shall be damned. They'll be divided or separated from the Most High. Oh, so that's why the scripture says saved by faith. Is that faith in what men have told you? Is that faith in a multitude of different ideologies that men have declared? No. It's faith in what the Most High himself reveals. pure and complete as came forth from his mind. Anything else is not, if you understand what I'm saying, Elohim. It's not what is to be a mutual guidance, God, standard to us all. It's not true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, eternal. It's not true to my brothers and sisters, if it's any way deviant, to the mutual law the Most High declared for all his people. Scripture says, if we're scattered among the nations, we still have to seek a perfect work. If we lack that discretion, we have to ask. He said we should not be double-minded. In other words, not misled after the very standards of this world. The gift of Yah is an invariant word. All this is in the book of Yaakov, they call it James. He said the grass will the flower, flower fades. Talking about every perception after the flesh will fade away in that day. He said if you break one law, you broke the whole law. If you're not willing to seek the whole law, the scripture even calls it merciless. It's against the grace, the gift of Yah. Think about it. If everybody wants to seek, look only pieces and parts, all you have is a multitude of divisions, contention against him. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything after the Spirit, that teaches all things, no lie in it, bringing all things to remembrance. So when the scripture says, in the beginning was the word, it means in the beginning, the Most High declared not just his son, he declared one through whom all these things should be brought to bear. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? That it might be brought again in his appearing to the conscience of men. In the beginning was what the Most High declared. In the beginning, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High declared irrevocable. It is a constant. And it should, that expectation, and that set of precepts collectively, that the Most High declared that the nations don't have, should be a God to all his people. All things that were made consistent with that initial ideal in mind. Said in him was life, and the life was the light of men. How about the way constant without contradiction is life? I want you to think about it. Scripture said his people should all be true to his will and his will alone. He said they die if they walk after other princes or principles. You ever stop to consider what that means for a nation like this one? Well, everybody wants to call a god or godly whatever it is that people imagine according to their own designs and hearts to say is viable. A multitude of contradictions, lawful if enough people agree. I think about, if you've been paying attention to the paper, what this latest pope has said. With regard to things such as gay marriage, homosexuality, and a lot of other things that scriptures absolutely forbid. I tell people right off the top and say you need to think about something. Most High didn't declare that from the beginning. Nor did he say it was going to be the eventuality. In fact, according to the scriptures, there won't be any homosexuals in the kingdom of Yah. But the Pope said they have something to offer. Yeah, they take your money, if you want to believe that. All that a lie can offer, my brothers and sisters, is an obstacle against men coming out from the precepts of this world. Do I need to repeat that? All a lie or a false standard can offer is an obstacle against men discerning the true precepts and the way and the peace of Yah. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, much more concerned about pulpits and thrones than they are concerned about the reconciliation of a holy people according to initial divine will and design. Well, I think it's something might help for a minute. Notice how many names of cities in Hebrew end with an E-M, like Yehirushalayim, Jerusalem, Goshen, Jerusalem, Bethlehem. You ever stop to consider that E-M relates about the many that are a participant in a particular idea? Like Bethlehem would relate the idea about the many, or a city, if you will, the many that are true to a particular bread. A house, where all are particular are true to a particular. Ultimately, means a doctrine. Jerusalem, city of peace. What is it? Jerusalem, what about it means city of peace? I mean, think about it. Shalom means peace. Yerushalayim, at least the idea about this is a foundation, a city of peace. It's a collective. All should be subject to that same truth. It said Jerusalem should be deliverance to the remnant whom the Most High has called. Wow. The Most High has called to what, my brothers and sisters, but his precepts? Should you call upon his name after every man after his own vanity? Scripture says Messiah comes for those who return from this transgression. You ever stop to consider this transgression just to presume the will of Yah rather than seek directly? A lot of folks out here, my brothers and sisters, looking for licenses of men, for men to say whatever they will. But if the Most High has not spoken it, I can only tell you what the Most High told me. Anything that's in any man's mind worth anything, he will have to put it there. But there are those who would get these generic degrees and take them to any denomination they will. It's never been about absolution for these people. And all kind of different precepts, all kind of different denominations, giving people what they want to hear. Has that been Elohim, my brother?
90 seconds.
No. Has that been all the precepts of Yah consistent? No, my brothers and sisters. All the contradictions that men uphold then in this society are innately ungodliness. They're innately confusion. They're innately debate and doubt. They're innately against faith itself. I want you to hear what I said to you before. All the words of the Most High are to his people, a God.
60 seconds.
There's a need beyond just words, my brothers and sisters, to understand what the Most High told me, to know what it said, and I know why it is said is to miss the point. All things that he has said, my brothers and sisters, are very deep. We need to understand how they collectively work together. And then when we all truly understand, my brothers and sisters, how all the words of the Most High, everything that he said, every word reinforces every other word, all toward the same goal. We discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond a lot of the mistranslation and misadministration, and how many times it's been, yes, how many times it's been, that translators not understanding the initial ideal nor the eventuality of taking things entirely out of context, causing people to miss
10 seconds.
Well, when we understand beyond those obstacles, then we all be one. I want you to check out my website, hiddengospel.com. Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, Secret City Prophecies. Discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond the illusions that they have taught, the lies they've taught, and this will be the overcoming of the world. Unto the Most High, my brothers and sisters, unto his praise always, thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah, and I thank you all again for listening. Y'all willing, I hope to come back a little later tonight and explain more of what I've just said.